Mr. Mike Brennan is with us. He is the publisher of MI Tech News. Mike, thanks for joining us here on the Internet Advisor this week.
Well, it's always interesting listening to the warm-up before I come on. So
it's a wild one.
I like it with Gary on the edge of his seat there. So.
That happens a lot sometimes.
I understand that you just come back from something in Ann Arbor. Was it a maker fair that you were just at?
Yeah, the mini maker fair. I went through that, and boy, there's a lot of kids there, and all of them were showing off a lot of really interesting stuff they were doing in robotics and different things like that. They had some 3D, printing there, and it was really young kids, ten years old, nine years old, showing off a lot of stuff. But there was, I have the program right in front of me, and there was a couple dozen of them there, and. It's a good start. It gets them interested in STEAM, which is the new, used to be STEM, now it's STEAM.
So
that they want to get into all this stuff that, so they can fill the jobs that we have all this great need for in the future. Right?
Mike,
and presently.
Mike, by the way, is the editor of MI Tech News, where you'll hear about things like this event and the Ann Arbor Tech Trek, which is coming up near the end of the week. You simply go to internetadvisor.net or mitechnews.com, and you can for free get these headlines and many, many more delivered to you absolutely free every Friday. Let's talk quickly about something that's coming up as well, and that is that you've got all sorts of headlines going on here, and we've run out of time this week. Let me just say this, Mike. mitechnews.com is the place to go to find out about events and news for entrepreneurs and technology in the state of Michigan. Mike, next time around, we're going to give you much more real estate here to talk about this, all right?
Okay, sounds great.
All right, Mike, have a good weekend. That's Mr. Mike Brennan, and he is the editor of MI Tech News, which you can get for free if you go to internetadvisor.com.